our feelings, although granted feelings can be measured. The physical universe is what we interact with every day. The ground, the air, books, computers, each other, all this is the physical universe. The job of the scientist is to study the physical universe. The job of the engineer is to take what the scientist learns and make something useful out of it. But it's only been the last few hundred years that science has gotten its act together and engineers have been able to adapt to what we found. This is pretty evident when you look at the progress that society has made in the last few centuries. We've gone from horse-drawn carriages to cars to airplanes to satellites that are even now orbiting other planets in the solar system. We've gotten some other interesting things out of the physical universe. We've turned matter into semiconductors, colorful food additives, synthetic fabric, and bulletproof vests. We've got batteries the size of a dime that can last for 10 years, and contact lenses to make you look like a cat. We have reusable sticky notes and protective tiles that keep spacecraft from burning up when they re-enter the atmosphere. How do we get all of that out of the universe around us? Well, it's all about matter and energy, the two chief components of our universe. How matter interacts with matter and how matter interacts with energy